Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful to the Lord and to the leadership of the church. Invite me to come here to share God's amazing work among Muslims. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And one day, these knees bowed and these lips confessed that Jesus Christ is Lord. Where? In Islamic Republic of Iran, a nation at the heart of Middle East. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are many Muslims in Iran that are coming to the Lord with powerful testimony. I want to share my testimony, and then we go to this passage. I have some thing in my heart to share with you how you can find yourself in divine appointment to reach Muslim. Amen. Praise the Lord. My name is Behrang. I'm coming from very strong Islamic background, very religious family who are from city of Qom, the center of Shia Muslim in Iran. And also, I'm coming from the background, my mother line and my father line, both sides are descended of the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad. These Muslims in Iran, they carry a special title called Sayyid. Have you heard Sayyid Muslim? Sayyid means master or lord. For example, in England, if you are the family of Queen, they call Lord John or Lord David, you know? And same, it's in a Muslim family in Iran. These family, they have very special respect and also influence on other Muslims. The good news is, I want to encourage you that Jesus Christ is encountering these family, these Muslims, inside Iran. When they come to the Lord and share the gospel, the other Muslim, they listen to them. This fact encourages us that God, Jesus Christ, very strategically is reaching Muslim. Let's tune our heart with his heartbeat. Amen. He can use us. First, I want to share my testimony, what happened for me. You know, as I said, I was practicing Islam. I was not radical, and also my family, we were not radical Muslim, but I was very passionate Muslim. Nobody could say something against Allah, Muhammad, or Quran. But I was not like jihadist or fundamental or radical Muslim. I was practicing Islam, and when I was, I started practicing Islam and Islamic prayer when I was in intermediate school and high school. And when I was at the end of high school, I wanted to go to medical university. And in Iran, it's very hard. We have to pass a very difficult exam. And in those days, I was asking Allah to help me, lots of religious practicing, And one day, I was in the bus, public bus, coming from my high school to my parents' home, and a young guy, Iranian, he sat beside me, and he started to talk to me, social talk. And then he said, "Look at me." I said, "What?" He said, "I see Jesus Christ in your face." I said, "What?" He said, "Do you know Jesus?" I said, "I know Jesus is an Islamic prophet, and I respect him." He gave me three phrases. He said, "Jesus Christ loves you, he will change your life, and he will help you to pass that exam and going to go to medical university." As he was talking to me, sharing this phrase, he had a book in his pocket, and he said, "This book, it's about Jesus." It was a New Testament. It was a second hand. I realized it was for himself. He said, "I want to give you this book." And I said, no, thank you. This is yours. I can find." And by the way, I want to say thank you to you for partnering with Elam, partnering with us, supporting and sending Bible to Iran. God is using this New Testament. People are thirsty for the truth. Praise God. Then, on that day, I arrived home and I totally forgot. I was at the age of 18. But God was working in a Muslim family. And he is working in others. Then what happened? At that year, next year, I passed that exam. I started medical university. I was so happy. Still, I was continuing my Islamic practicing, but also I was a party man. I like party, dancing, and when I was in the party, I was like a person matchmaking girls and boys. Some of them, they had shy to go together, dance each other. I was such a person. But also, but in my private, I love God and practicing Islam, and I had lots of girlfriends, sinful life, but deep inside, empty. What happened? 3 years later, in university, I'm going to become a doctor. I started smoking, you know. And one day, one of the girls in university, she came to me. And she said, oh, Dr. Behrang, please give me time. I have to share something very important in your life. I said, okay, tell me now. And I realized she's making lots of preparation. I thought maybe she wants to start friendship or saying, I love you. The way she approached me. And then she said, I said, please tell me, express yourself, feel free, what do you want? Then she said, I see Jesus Christ in your face. Same word 4 years ago, now she's telling me. Who sent these people to me? Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. And God wants to send you, each one of you, to the Muslim in this city and neighborhood. Are you ready? Do you want? Later on, I will share how you can be in a divine appointment that God use you to reach Muslim powerfully. Then what happened? She said, do you know Jesus? I said, yes, I know Jesus is a prophet, Islamic prophet. She said, I want to bring for you a movie of Jesus Christ, Jesus film. I said, okay. I thought, okay, she wants to start friendship through that movie. The day after, you know, where is our mind and how God is working? Where were my mind? And she brought that movie. I took that film to my parents' home. I and my sister, my mom, we started to watch Muslim family. I encourage you, please give evangelistic leaflet to the Muslim. Give Jesus film to the Muslim. Because this film became a seed of salvation in a Muslim family inside Iran. Hallelujah. We need to do something. Then what happened? 15 minutes later, I like, you know, action, adventure movie. I went out with my friends. My mom and my sister, they watch it. And God touched my sister's heart, who is 6 years younger than me, Muslim, practicing Islam. And she gave her heart to Jesus Christ. She has a powerful testimony. I don't have time to share. Then she was a secret believer in our home. She was praying for us secretly going to the church, and we didn't know that. In the year of 2000, I graduated from medical university. I was working as a GP in different cities in Iran, but I had a bigger vision to become a surgeon, heart surgeon, brain surgeon. And in the year of 2002, it was a New Year Eve of 2002-2003, you know, I was a party man. I was going to a two party. And I saw in the afternoon, my sister was dressing. I said to her, what's your plan? Where are you going? She said, I'm going actually to, there is a party for birthday of Jesus Christ. And also in Western world, there is a New Year in the church. Would you like come with me? I said, okay, I'll come with you if they allow me to come. We went together. I tell you, we arrived there. Now I'm at the age of 29, a Muslim guy. First time in my life, I came to the church. I was a smoker man also. In the church, suddenly I saw people ran to me and hug me. The Lord touched my heart when I saw how much they love me. I want to encourage you. If any Muslim come to this church, don't be afraid of them. Love them, accept them. You know, the first things that I received from Christianity, I saw they have a genuine love for me. And they were saying, hallelujah, Behrang is here. And one of them, she was crying, a lady, old lady, and she said, your sister every week was praying for you. I was amazed. And then what happened? I wanted to smoke. And my sister said, no, here is church, go out. I went out, I smoked, doctor. I'm telling to people, no smoke. I was smoking. Then This was my last cigarette. Glory to Jesus. What happened? I came back to the church. They stood up, worshiped Jesus. For first time I'm seeing, I was really, I like that. Oh, joyful song. And in my language, I was wondering during worship, why I'm praying in Arabic language as a Muslim? I'm Iranian, Persian. Is my God Arab? He's just hearing Arabic prayer? Is he racist? These thoughts is coming to me in the midst of worship. The work of the Holy Spirit. The prayer of 5 years faithfulness prayer of my sister. I want to encourage you. Keep praying. Never give up. God has a divine appointment. Time. Amen. What happened? In the midst of worship, my sister said, Behrang, Jesus is here. He is alive. Anything you ask him, he will answer you. I said, I don't believe he's alive. And, you know, educated person. I have to experience everything. And she said, ask him. And I did my first prayer to Jesus. I said, Jesus, prove to me. If you're alive, I'm a doctor, I'm a smoker. Stop me to smoke. I accept that you are alive. We came back home. I said to my sister, give me a book. I want to know who is Jesus. She gave me a New Testament. Again, I want to encourage you. Thank you. The Bible, in the past, we didn't have Bible in Iran. Now we are spreading Bible. And people are thirsty and read. When I start to read, she slept. It was 2 a.m., 1st January 2003. The Lord really touched me. When I was at the Sermon on the Mountain, Beatitude, love your enemy, bless your enemy. Oh, I was really start to cry. Why in Islam say kill your enemy? This is different. This is God's word. This is different. Peace, love. And cry and cry. I read a lot. The day after, usually after breakfast, I smoke. I couldn't touch the box of cigarette and I hate it. And I realized the night before I said, Jesus, prove to me if you're alive. And now, as a doctor, I know this is a miracle. You cannot stop smoking like this. And he revealed himself that he is alive. But big question in my mind, why Jesus is God? All Muslim, they have this question and challenge. My sister, her friends, Christian, they try to answer me 3 days, practicing Islam, reading Quran, reading Bible, asking Jesus, help me. No answer. 3 days later, a sister, my friends of my sister, lady, she said, she called me, Behrang, Jesus Christ is Lord. He's alive. I said, I believe he's alive. She said, ask him to come to visit you. When you see him face to face, you know that he is God. Okay, I said, okay, let me see. It was in that evening. And God wants to use you, such a, like that sister. There are Muslims exactly in that position. They are almost doubtful toward Islam. Especially they see ISIS activity. They cannot tolerate and they can challenge them. ISIS is exact true Islam. If Muhammad was alive, he was like that. And this is a big challenge. Many Muslims, they say this is extreme Islam. But the truth is, no, it's not extreme. It's real Islam. And that's why they are doubtful. Their conscience, they cannot accept. It is the moment that you can share the gospel. And then I said, God, I was born in this family. Prove to me. If I was my family, mother, father, descendant of prophet of Islam. If one of them was Christian, okay. I started to read from childhood about Jesus. I was really desperate. Please reveal to me. Jesus, if you are God, come and visit me. If I know you are God, I will sacrifice my life for you. That was a prayer. The day after, I stay home. No girlfriend. I turn off mobile. I didn't go to my job. I was absolute desperate. I said, I don't go out until you come and visit me and show me that you are God. 5 days I waited. After 5 days he came. I was in the living room of my parents' home. I was reading Bible, listening to a sermon. A heavy and deep sleeping came upon me. But it was supernatural, absolutely. I was not sleeping. I was absolutely conscious like now. And suddenly, I knew something is happening. It was fearful. Suddenly, I saw I came out of my body. I was like in an elevator, coming out of earth and going to heaven. I just saw all the peace and glory. and I saw all the darkness around the earth. When I was approaching the, when I was there, I wanted to shout and call my sister. And I knew with all of my heart, before I saw Jesus, before I see Jesus, that he is God. But I couldn't open my mouth. Then I saw, you know, they can't understand the word glory until you are in the presence of glory. When I was there, then a powerful light was shining, approaching to me, closer and closer. And suddenly I saw his face, glorified body. I saw his eye. Always I share is in front of my eye. It's something engraved in my soul, you know? And very beautiful, humble, loving face, smiling at me and walking toward me. It was not a dream. It was real presence. I could see how much he loves me and how much, as a worst sinner and Muslim, I'm forgiven. Then he stood before me in Farsi, Persian language. He spoke to me. He called me by name. He said, Behrang, Tom Alemani, you are mine. Don Balemambia, follow me. Every word came out of his mouth. It was like earthquake in my soul, shook me. Word of God, not human prophet. I said I could not handle. I came out, I shout, I called my sister, come, Jesus Christ is here, he is my God. She ran to me. I was in my body, I was in the living room, everything was tangible. She cried, she hugged me, she screamed, she said, thank you, Jesus. After 5 years, you answer me. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Then what happened? Then my mom came in and she said to me, Muslim mom, she said, Behrang, what's happening? Your face is shining. I see peace in your face. I said, mom, this is not, this Behrang is changed. This is another Behrang. I was so much bold. I said, mom, you couldn't change me. Islam couldn't change me. I was at her feet and cried. Sorry, I was a bad boy. I was another person. And she was, I said, Muhammad couldn't change me. Mosque couldn't change me. If you see change, it's because of Jesus. I saw him. He's more than a prophet. He's God and Son of God. I'm a witness that Jesus is alive and his glorified body. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Then what happened? Mime, we prayed. So much change in me. 4 months later, it didn't take much. Mom and dad, both, they gave their heart to Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus instantly healed my mother arthritis in her neck. She was taking medicine for 2 years. Praise God. God is working. This is one of the examples of thousands of powerful testimony like this. Be ready that God use you. Like the guy in the bus, like the lady in the university, in divine appointment, to say something to this Muslim. I want to give you from that passage, Acts chapter 10, 5 steps that you can be in divine appointment with Muslim friend and God use you powerfully. Are you ready to hear? Let's go. This story is about Mr. Cornelius, Italiano, cappuccino, espresso. This man was Italiano. Anybody from Italia here? Oh, hallelujah. God bless you, brother. Oh. And the divine appointment was arranged by God, Mr. Peter from Israel, with Mr. Cornelius from Italy. Cross culture. How many Muslims in this city, in your neighborhood, are from other nations? God wants to use you like Peter. Amen? 5 steps help you to be in that divine appointment. You know, there are many Muslims, exactly, they are like Mr. Cornelius. Cornelius was not a Christian. He was not Jewish. But he was a devout and God-fearing person. Do you know that many Muslims, there are many Muslims, they are sincere. They love God. They have a fear of God. They are not radical. They're not after killing people, hurting people. And they are generous. They are giver to the poor. And Mr. Cornelius was like that. Generous to those in need and prayed to God regularly. Do you know Muslims pray regularly? Sometimes Christian doesn't do. Because we are in the grace, it means we shouldn't pray. Or just time of need to go to pray. Because in Islam, I experience religious prayer. I want to pray to God, please, to please God. Or when I have in a time of need. I love when I saw Jesus, I entered to the relationship with God. Prayer in Christian life is relationship. Amen? Then what happened? You see in verse 2, 3, 4, a supernatural act of God. Angel of God appeared. That's why you see lots of vision and dreams among Muslims. Amen? Pray for releasing angel. Vision, dreams, because this is the way God is working. But one of the powerful highlights I have here for you, each one of you, is in verse 4. Because when Cornelius says, stared at him, the angel of God, in fear, what is it, Lord? He asked, the angel answered, your prayer and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa. Bring back a man named Simon, who is a believer of Christ, you see, who is called Peter. The highlight is that angel could share gospel with Mr. Cornelius, but he wanted to use church to share gospel. Yes? And you are the church, each one of you. He could share, he didn't. He arranged a divine appointment with believers here in the city of New York. Are you ready to God use you? I want to take you to a story, to this story, to show how was Peter, five steps, that Peter was in the place that God led Mr. Cornelius to Peter. And how each one of you can be like Peter. Do you want? Five steps. Step one, Peter was a person, the first step is absolutely surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. Total obedience, which means we say, Lord, not my will, your will be done. In every details, in every decision, anything in your life, which means I give my first priority to Jesus and his will. Jesus Christ is not at the corner of my life. Is at the center of my life. Total surrendering. Peter, of course, had a weakness. He denied the Lord Jesus three times. But he repented. He denied out of weakness. And all of us, we have weaknesses. But his grace is sufficient. Amen? When we humbly come before him, we confess our weaknesses, our sin, and he embraces us and empower us to take a step. When I said, Lord Jesus, I want to become a surgeon now for your glory. 1 year later, he came. He said, my will is not to become surgeon for you. Leave your medical job. No continue for surgery. He showed me a vision, a huge revival come to the Muslim world. It started from Iran. And he said, put your business in, your work on my hand. By his grace, I did. Total surrendering. Not 98%, 100%. That's the first step. I'm sure you will do. Second step, having daily devotion in your life, which is prayer and meditation on the Bible. Word of God. You see, second step, Mr. Peter, in verse 9. You know, about noon, the following day, as they were, chapter 10, verse 9, on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. Why on the roof? Because under the roof is noisy and busy. The Skype, text message, all the TV, BBC, CBC, Fox News, lots of news. I want to hear God's news. I have to go to solitary place. That is the kind of prayer I mean. That God, and then you meditate God's word. From verse 9 to 16, you see the devotion and brought change in his mindset. When you have a prayer life, not religious prayer, relationship, and then you meditate, you see God's word came to Peter and God said, get up, Peter, kill and eat. You can eat bacon, pork. This is not unclean. Because already before he didn't do. And when all of us, God wants to renew our mind as we have daily devotion. Then we are ready to take a step. Just imagine if Peter, his mind was not renewed. He could not go and have a relationship with Mr. Cornelius and sharing gospel. Yes? All of us, we have some prejudice in our mind toward Muslim and some countries. God wants to renew our mind. Then we are ready, he choose us. He use us, sorry. The third step is in verse 19 and 20. I want to share about myself. I grew up in the country, Iran, always negative talk against Israel. When I came to the Lord, after 3 years, meditating God's word, and wow, God renewed my mind. Israel was the name God gave to Jacob. Why is so much against Israel in Iran? Wow, I start to pray, oh Lord, and I have a heart not just for Muslim, and also to reach Jewish people as an Iranian Muslim background. Amazingly, same is for you and I, you and each one of us. Make sure you have a daily devotion ready to renew your mind. Third step, verse 19, you see, while Peter was still thinking, it is available to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Sensitive, listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Peter was thinking about the vision. The Spirit, Holy Spirit, said to him, Holy Spirit, talk to us. As you want to be in divine appointment, also, fear speak to you. Inferiority speak to you. Lots of things speak to you. Listen to the voice of the Spirit when you reach Muslim. And then what the Spirit said to him, it said, Simon, 3 men are looking for you. So get up, go downstairs. It means don't be afraid. They are not unclean. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. Hallelujah. Make sure you're sensitive and listen to the voice of the Spirit. Make sure in your worship daily you were filled with the Spirit. Amen. The fourth step is in verse 23. Having fellowship, inviting Muslims to cafe shop, to your home, as the Holy Spirit is guiding you. Here in verse 23 we see Peter. Peter invited them into the house to be his guests. Muslims, they love fellowship. They love fellowship over coffee, over kebab, barbecue. God will use you. These are the steps. And in that fellowship, you can share, build trust. You can share your testimony. Because in verse 28, you'll see Peter share his testimony, how God has changed his mind about Gentile. He said to them, you are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit a Gentile. But God has shown me. God has changed me. You have shared. God has healed that person. God has changed that Muslim guy with the encounter with Jesus. You can share my testimony. That testimony in that fellowship is like a starter before the main food. You go to a restaurant, you have a starter, or make your appetite, then main food. Because later on in step 5, you see Peter share about the gospel and what Jesus has done. Right at the beginning, you don't need to your Muslim friend say, Jesus Christ is Son of God. Jesus Christ is God. You know, you lose your opportunity. That's it. It's like a heavy food for a baby. You have to give milk and start before milk, a starter. Share a testimony, especially dark side of your life that God, Jesus Christ, changed. Amen? And other testimony. And I tell you, Muslims, they love supernatural. They love sharing miracles of healing of Jesus Christ. Share those testimony. It is like their love language. I'm telling you, many Muslims, they watch Christian TV, especially program, there is a lot of healing and miracle. Let God use you. Amen? Fifth step is in verse 34. What says? Now, Peter Simon began to speak. Share the message of gospel. I heard sometimes Christians, they say, oh, I saw that Muslim friend over coffee, da, 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 da. And then I said to him or her, did you share the main message? She said, no. He said, no, because I was thinking maybe offending for Muslim. She said, no, tell them, but right order. Or maybe because of fear, you know? But there is a time. And if you take this five step, I tell you, make sure you are totally surrendered to Jesus. Make sure second step, you have a daily relationship and with Jesus in prayer and daily meditation on God's word. And you are humble that God change and renew your mind about Muslim. Maybe you have some fear. Today you can say, Lord, forgive me. I have fear. You love them? Help me to love them. Amen? And third step, sensitive to the voice of the Spirit. The fourth step, go, make sure, invite them. If the Holy Spirit confirm, have a coffee shop. Come to our home. Make sure don't give them pork or bacon, sausage pork, or don't give them some alcoholic stuff. You lose your opportunity. And then share some testimony. It's like a starter. And five step, make sure you begin to speak that what Jesus has done. Amen? Do you want to be in divine appointment? Like the guy in the bus share with me? Like the lady in that university? They said, I see Jesus Christ in your face. Who put that word in their mouth? Holy Spirit. Same for you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
I pray that you are deeply encouraged to share the love of Christ with your Muslim neighbors. You know, so I work with Elam. Elam was founded in 1990 by senior Iranian church leaders with a simple mission: to strengthen and expand the church in Iran and beyond. You see, we believe that the scene is set for a massive turning to Christ amongst Iranians. And the really good news is it's already happening, as you heard from Behrang. In 1979, at the time of the Islamic Revolution, there were only about 500 known believers from a Muslim background in Iran. Today, there are hundreds of thousands, and much of that has taken place within the last 5 to 10 years. And we want to see this happen far, far more. We want to see more house churches planted and established in cities and towns and villages across Iran. The field is ripe. And I want to mention three ways you can join with us, that you can partner with us to see these house churches established. The first is to train more Persian-speaking believers to serve as evangelists and church planters inside Iran. People like Behrang, who have met Jesus, who have given their lives to Christ, and who have the ability to be leaders but need the training to be able and to be equipped to serve as evangelists and church planters. The second way is to help us deploy those church planters inside Iran, to make sure that they have the Bibles, the financial resources, the books, and other materials that they need to do evangelism, to do discipleship, as well as the pastoral care and mentoring to continue to serve in a very difficult place. Persecution is a very real reality inside Iran. They need pastoral support. And the third is to enable us to better harness technology to mobilize Iranians in the Iran region and across the world to witness to family and friends using things like social media, the internet, and other secure means of communication, as well as to answer the literally thousands of questions that we receive from seekers inside Iran who have questions about Jesus, questions about the Bible, as well as to disciple the literally hundreds of thousands of believers across Iran who are isolated, who don't have a house church, who don't have someone to disciple them. Technology can connect them to trained leaders who are outside, who can connect them to materials and resources. We believe that if we are able to do these things, we can see tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of Iranians giving their life to God. And not only them giving their lives, but them reaching others and establishing house churches all across Iran. Thank you.